Welcome to Clubhouse Radio, coming to you live from our studio at the Clubhouse, at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on WGXC 90.7 Accra, Catskill, Hudson. You were just listening to Chain of Fools by Aretha Franklin. This is your host, William, and I'm joined by Nakira Roach. Today, we're bringing you Our Town, Our Truth, where we will wrap up our discussion of intersectional feminism. With special guest Nakira Roach. All views expressed on Clubhouse Radio are our truth and may not represent the views and opinions of the Catskill Parent Organization, the Mental Health Association of Columbia Green.
Do you do in the community? What is, let's start with, where do you work?
So right now I have a few different jobs. So I work at Mental Health Association as a children's case manager. I've been there since October 2018, still going strong. I also work as homework help teacher / tutor at the Hudson Youth Center. And also, what else? A circus arts instructor.
Aha. Okay, so what do you do in which one of those is your main job? Like, which one can you see making a career out of?
I would have to say my children's case manager job with Mental Health Association.
So what exactly does that mean?
You just want to know my job description?
Well, I'm sure, but then, like, also, what does it mean for you? Like, how do you use that to be involved in the community?
So pretty much what I do and how I'm involved, I work with a lot of families in Hudson. I could work anywhere in Columbia County with this job, but mainly in Hudson. And I just use it to just connect with families better and help them any way I can.
All right, cool.
So what about, you work with families and children, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So what is your impression of the well-being of the youth in Hudson and in Columbia County as a greater region?
I feel like within Columbia County and within Hudson especially, there's not a lot for the children to do in the area, and like not many things to do for the families. Like there used to be the skate factory, but that's not there. There's not much to do in Columbia County.
Mm-hmm. So that's like a negative impact on youth and families that you sort of have to deal with, I'm guessing, on a daily basis.
Yes. When we do outings, we have to try to figure out where to go on these outings all the time. And most of the time we have to travel outside of the county just to figure out something to do with the kids. But right. We stay in county sometimes and we might take them to the youth center or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or if there's any events going on through the youth center or the Hudson Opera House. But mostly we go out of the county.
Gotcha.
So what are some things you want to improve in like the Hudson area? Do you want like more things like going on or for like more people to kind of, like more things for the youth to do down there?
I would love, like, my vision, I guess I would say, I would just love for somebody just to make more opportunities and help create way more opportunities for the youth to succeed as people and, like, families and whatnot, because there's just, like, nothing there. So usually that's when the youth get into things that are not always the best options.
So, basically, what are some of the things that, your position is through MHA, right?
Yes.
So what are some of the things that, do you know of anything that's offered through MHA that sort of helped to, bridge that gap between, like, you know, some of the people you work with and their community and activities in the community and, you know, keeping busy to stay out of trouble and stuff like that?
So I know that we have respite workers and also a bunch of mentors that help out within the community. And we also try to link with a bunch of other organizations to figure out what they're doing, like any events that they have, any fun things that they know about. And so we try to use that to our advantage, working with the families.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and listen to Phenomenal Woman, recited by author Maya Angelou. We'll be right back.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style, I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care. Because I'm a woman, phenomenally, phenomenal woman. All you women and me.
All right, so that is a wonderful poem, Phenomenal Woman, recited by author Maya Angelou. We are back. This is Our Town, Our Truth. And my name is Maggie, and we're here with Nakira Roach. So we're going to continue our conversation since today's theme is about intersectional feminism in our community. Nakira, so what are the sort of emotional and mental effects of working at MHA, both in general and then maybe specifically like as a woman of color? Like, what are your experiences with the job?
So emotionally, you get like super duper attached with all these families and you feel for everything that they deal with, especially because like lots of times they go through really difficult situations that like not everybody has experienced. Like lots of the situations I haven't dealt with myself, but just getting to know them, it just like breaks your heart half the time. You want to like save the whole world. And it messes with me, but, like, I mean, I try to stay strong throughout the whole thing because sometimes those families need somebody that's going to be really strong.
Right.
What is kind of your impression of the well-being of the youth?
So, my impression, I just feel like within Hudson, we need a lot of help. A lot of help. There, like I'm going to reiterate, there's not much to do for the youth besides, like, sometimes there's, like, sports that they can join, but if they're not into sports or into going to the youth center, then it's not much to do. It's not like everybody's thing.
So do you think that, you know, I know it's come up a couple of times in past radio shows, but do you think that sort of the gentrification that Hudson is experiencing has anything to do with that? Like, does it sort of amplify the struggle from the youth, or what are your views on that?
I feel like Hudson's gentrification is like a problem. Like, and it definitely does affect the youth because lots of times, like, some of their families are not able to afford the housing that, like, these people come with, like, that they're pricing. And they just pretty much, because their families aren't able to afford it, they tend to be affected because maybe they might not have somewhere to stay. So they have to go out. Either they become homeless or sometimes they have to go out of the city of Hudson, and like now sometimes it's transportation is a hard thing to deal with. It's just a huge like domino effect.
Here's another question. What do you think of the education system down in Hudson?
Education system, it's okay. I feel like it could be improved a lot because some of the families, like, I know from experience working with some of these families, not all of the educators and all the people that work at the schools, they don't always, like, take into consideration what all these families are going through. And so, like, they might yell at a child for something, not knowing that they have lots of trauma in that same area with those same kind of people and whatnot.
What do you see, like, in the future for, like, what would you like to happen? Because there's, like, not many things for the youth to do. So, like, what would you like to see be done about these things?
I mean, I just hope somebody would take the time to consider everybody when they make decisions, like, especially within, like, government things. Mm-hmm. And I would hope that they would say, like, you know what, like, this town or city doesn't have much, so what can we do about that? Let's pretty much figure out something to keep children out of trouble, keep them occupied at all times, so they don't have to worry about all this stuff.
Like, playing off of that, like, I get it, because, like, not everybody wants to come to the clubhouse. There's days when I don't even come to the clubhouse because I'm in my bed, but there's, so, like, when people make decisions, they should take into account the rich, poor, and the in-between. So, like, definitely. You know, I see where you're coming from on that.
Definitely. I feel like lots of times the people that are privileged and have more, they, like, they're mostly thought of mm-hmm. when decisions are made.
There's almost an expectation nowadays. So, like, you almost expect certain people to be this amount, or, like, you know, have this amount, and then when they don't, you're like, oh, that's surprising. But, like, you know, it's just the way society is these days.
Definitely.
All right, well, we're coming to the end of our show. Thank you so much, Nakira, for joining us at the studio today. We'll wind down with Black Girl Magic by Sampa the Great. Magic, I bitch styling. Who black magic at challenge? Poof, you need reminding. Getting around that losing shop. Uma, where she back again? You will never end a rain. We keep multiplying. Running through the evidence. There's no denying. Some be by my division. It just keep on shining. Who that lady got some lip? From my mama, got the gift. We just pour some peace in it. At least we keep on trying. Hold on my youth, hold on my youth. I told you I was coming. I gave you for one, for I'm just for one man. Hold on my youth, hold on my youth. I told you I was coming. I gave you for one. I can stand your black woman.
That concludes our Town, Our Truth, presented by Clubhouse Radio. A shout out to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible. And another shout out to Natasha Law, who joined us for the last Our Town, Our Truth. Tosh was recently elected as Catskill Village Trustee with the most votes of any candidate.
Houston, our sound engineer for today's show, the Catskill Youth Clubhouse and Mental Health Association of Columbia, Queen County, for supporting this program. That wraps up our Town, Our Truth presentation by Clubhouse Radio. Tune in next Friday at 6 p.m. for Centers on WGXC.org and WGXC 60.7 FM. If you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for radio workshop at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Thursday and Friday at 5 p.m.
And make sure to check out our podcast for a short, extended conversation with Nakira Roach. It's so strong, it's like a magnet. You would think that God is here.